Patrice Crawford. You should know by now, but if you don't, we're still here to encourage you. Fred Hammond, Try Jesus.
Stand up and be healed.
from Fred Hammond and Try Jesus. We have in the background Pastor Donnie McClurkin, Pastor Marvin Sapp, and Israel Houghton, and Come As You Are. So often people say, well, you know, I'm going to come to God, but I got to get my act together. No, you come to God, He will get your act together for you. That's what it was all about. Jesus lived the perfect life, so you aren't going to be able to get yourself perfect. Jesus died that perfect sacrificial death on the cross of Calvary, so the price has already been paid for your salvation. And on the third day, the Father raised Him from death, so now we have access to all of the benefits and blessings of His great life here on the earth. And beyond that, He ascended into heaven, and He's now interceding as our great high priest. He's praying in our behalf. Now He's waiting for you to enter in. Come from the outside of His will to the inside, the acceptable will of God. God wants to accept you in the beloved. But now it's your opportunity. It's your time. You got to do the one thing that God can't do for you, and that's surrender your life to Him. If you'd like to do that this day, I want to lead you in prayer so that you might have the benefit and blessing of His great salvation. Repeat these words after me, and if you mean what the words are saying, God will bring you into the family this very moment, this very day. Don't put off to some other more convenient time. It's not going to be a more convenient time for so many of us out there. I've heard that every time someone inhales and exhales, three people in the world die. So we don't know when the last moment of your breath is going to come. So how can you dare put off your eternal destiny when life can be so short, so quick? Just heard on the news yesterday of an 18-month-old child getting hit by a truck and being killed. Everyone would have said, oh, that child has a long life ahead of him or her. Didn't happen. So we can't gamble. You can't afford to gamble with your eternal destiny. So won't you pray this prayer? Repeat these words after me to God, and if you mean what the words are saying, God will bring His salvation about in your life. Dear Father, I recognize I need Your salvation gift. I've heard the message before, and I've pushed it off, put it aside for some other time. But I sense that this is my time. This is my day of salvation. So I'm yielding myself to You and to Your control, asking You to work powerfully in my life and then through my life into the lives of others as I grow stronger in You. Make me Your child and open to me the things that You have planned for my life even before I was born. And may I obediently follow You, because I know that You will provide me with all that I need to live my life pleasing before You and to be a blessing in the lives of those whom I encounter each and every day. So I thank You for the opportunity You afforded to me, and I yield myself to You totally, completely, in Jesus' name. Amen. If you pray that prayer, or if you say anything as simple as, Lord, save me, and if you mean it, God's done it, or God will do it. And when you do that, I want to know about it, because I have some material I want to send to you. It's free of charge. No further obligation on your part whatsoever. It's a one-time offer for those giving their life to Jesus Christ here on Sounds of Praise. And you can receive by calling me while I'm on the air. Our phone number, 1-855-915-WMFO. 1-855-915-9636. And please don't put off until tomorrow what you need to do today. Excuse me. And if you're not near a phone, you can still contact us by writing to me at Sounds of Praise, P.O. Box 560-151, Medford, Mass. 02156. That's Sounds of Praise, P.O. Box 560-151, Medford, Mass. 02156. Or you can email me, if you wish, at Darnley, D-A-R-N-L-E-Y, V as in Vernon, B as in Brown, Darnley, V-B, at Verizon.net. And like I said, when we get that material, we will send that material, when we get your information, we'll send that material out to you as quickly as we possibly can with no further obligation on your part whatsoever. Not going to be pressuring you to join our church. Although you need to let the Lord lead you and guide you into what church you should become a part of, we're not going to be writing to you at some future date for money. We're not going to come to your house unannounced. We aren't going to sell your name and address for some other group's mailing list. We aren't going to do any of those things, I promise you that. We're only going to continue to pray that you grow in your new life in Jesus Christ. That number again, while I'm on the air, 1-855-915-WMFO. 1-855-915-9636. Or you can write to me at Sounds of Praise, P.O. Box 560-151, Medford, Mass. 02156. That's Sounds of Praise, P.O. Box 560-151, Medford, Mass. 02156. Or you can email me at Darnley, D-A-R-N-L-E-Y, V as in Vernon, B as in Brown, Darnley, V-B, at Verizon.net. Like I said, we'll send the material out to you free of charge. No further obligation on your part whatsoever. You have my word on that. And we pray that you have given your life to the Lord. And if so, like I said, give us a call so we can send you some material to help you know what to do now that you've become a believer in the Lord Jesus Christ. And there's no charge, no obligation. And if you're not near a phone, you can still get it to me by writing to me at Sounds of Praise, P.O. Box 560-151, Medford, Mass. 02156. Sounds of Praise, P.O. Box 560-151. 151 Medford, Mass. 02156. Or you can email me at Darnley, Darnley, V as in Vernon, B as in Brown, Darnley, VB, at Verizon.net. And we'll send the material, like I said, out to you free of charge. Or again, like I said, you can phone 1-855-915-WMFO. 1-855-915-9636. 7:17 is the Sounds of Praise time, and we're right into the When You Pray and When You Pray segment of our ministry. Same number to call if you have a prayer request or a praise report, and I invite the many Christians out there in our listening audience to join in with me as we bring the prayer request and the praise report that we receive before God's throne. And if you wish you can maintain your anonymity, just give us a first name, a last name, or an initial. That's sufficient for God. He knows who you are. You can even give us a nickname. He knows the very number of the hair on your head. So if he's involved in trivia when it concerns you, how much more is he involved and cares about your eternal destiny and the various things that you need in this life as well? Okay? Our phone number, 1-855-915-WMFO, 1-855-915-9636. Tamala Mann and Kirk Franklin leading us into When You Pray and When You Pray segment of the ministry with Take Me to the King. And they're going to be followed by Timony Figueroa and the Brooklyn Tabernacle Choir and Pray here on Sounds of Praise.
To the King, I don't have much to bring. My heart is torn in pieces. It's my offering. Take me to the King.
Truth is, I'm tired. Options are few. I'm trying to pray, but where are you? I'm all churched out, hurt and abused. I can't faith what's left to do.
Come on.
Truth is, I'm weak. No strength to fight, no tears to cry. Even if I try, but still my soul refuses to die. Mm-hmm. One touch will change my life. Take me to the King.
Chasing after you. Oh, I no rules, no rules.
7:29 here on Sounds of Praise. This is the When You Pray and When You Praise segment of our ministry. We have a number of prayer requests. We're praying for Michelle of Medford that God would continue to touch her body and give her deliverance from smoking, and that she might find some good friends to help her along the way, and that she can be a good friend too as well. Michelle of Medford, God's touch on her body, deliverance from smoking, and good friends in her life. We're praying for P. P has a new apartment, and he's praising God for being in a new apartment. P, who has a new apartment. We're praying for AT, asking God's touch upon her body, and that God would continue to give her deliverance. AT, looking for God's touch on her body. We're praying for some good friends of mine. The Balin family lost a loved one, a good friend of mine. And we're praying that God's going to touch and strengthen them, the Balin family, who lost a loved one. Let's look to God in prayer. Eternal Father, in the name of Jesus, we come this morning thanking and praising you, Lord, for the opportunity that we have to bring our tests, bring our trials, bring our disappointments, bring all the difficulties of life to you, because you're God and beside you there is none other, and you can be touched by the feelings of our infirmity. So we pray, O Lord, that you would minister powerfully in the life of Michelle. You said that you were the healing Christ. And so therefore, by your stripes, we claim healing in her behalf. Give her complete deliverance. You've done other great things in her behalf right now. Pray you continue to work powerfully in her life, Lord, so she might realize the benefits and blessings that she received has come from your hand, and in turn she might yield herself totally to your control. We're looking for deliverance from smoking as well, and that you would put her in a place where she can find good friends, and she can be a good friend too as well. And we thank you in advance for all you're going to accomplish in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. We're praising God with P. P has a new apartment. We pray, O Lord, you continue to minister powerfully in his behalf. Give him wisdom, give him knowledge, give him understanding, provide all the funding that he needs, O Lord, so that he might be a benefit and a greater blessing in your life in the days which are ahead. And may he in turn, O Lord, recognize that you open doors and make ways for him. He may go through them in faith, so that his life might be a tremendous blessing that you've called and empowered him to be. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. And for A.T., who is in a nursing home, Father, we pray you would touch her right now from the crown of her head to the sole of her feet. Let healing virtue flow out right now. Strengthen her. We know her desire is to return home. We pray, O God, that you would minister powerfully in her behalf. May she recognize that she yields herself to you and to your control. There's nothing too hard for you. And we're claiming victory in her life right now in Jesus' mighty name. And for your praise and for your glory, amen. And for the Balin family who lost a loved one, Father, we pray you would comfort and strengthen his wife, Lord, and the children and the grandchildren and the other siblings, Lord. We pray, O God, you would minister powerfully in their behalf. All his family and all of his friends, Lord, may you minister to them so they might know that they can be comforted, they can be strengthened, they can even overcome this situation. And may their lives, O Lord, be yielded totally and completely to you, so that when their time comes, when our time comes, we'll be able to know that we're going to go and see our good brother once again and be with him around your throne forever and forever. So we pray, O Lord, that great and mighty things might take place in this family, even during this time of loss, even during this time of suffering and pain. We pray that you would take the pain away and bring your good love and your great mercy and your peace into their lives. And we thank you in advance for all you're going to accomplish in Jesus' mighty name, and for your praise and for your glory. And let the people of God out there say amen, amen, and amen. 7:33 here on Sounds of Praise. I want to inform you, if you aren't aware, if you have a prayer request or a praise report when Sounds of Praise is not on the air, you can still get it to us on our off-air telephone number, which is 781-648-5158. 781-648-5158. And if no one answers when you call, just leave your prayer requests or your praise report on our answering system. And as soon as I get it, I'll begin praying for you immediately. And then I'll bring it to our very next Sounds of Praise ministry so that many Christians can also join in and lift up your request before God's throne. The number again, 781-648-5158 when Sounds of Praise is not on the air. 781-648-5158. Or if you wish, you can write into us at Sounds of Praise, P.O. Box 560-151, Medford, Mass. 02156. That's Sounds of Praise, P.O. Box 560-151, Medford, Mass. 02156. Or you can email me at Darnley, DARNLEYVB, at Verizon.net. That's DarnleyVB at Verizon.net. And I said, as soon as we receive your information, we'll begin praying for you or praising God with you. And then I'll bring it to our very next Sounds of Praise ministry so many Christians can also join in and lift up your request before God's throne. 735 here on Sounds of Praise, Bishop Rudolph McKissick Jr. and the Word and Worship Mass Choir. And this is Your Glory, Lord, here on Sounds of Praise.
God, there are many things that we ask you for in life. There are many things that we try to pursue. But today we come to you declaring there's only one thing that stands above everything else. Your glory. Yeah. That's all we need. Means more to me than diamonds. God, I don't really need status. Your glory means more to me than fame. We need your glory. Yeah. God, we don't just need your glory. We want your glory. Nothing else matters to us in this life. As a matter of fact, we tell you. Everything, it's all in your hands, God. Just do what you want in me. That's all we need. That's all we need is your glory. Oh, hallelujah. Everybody ought to believe that and just get that feeling with us. Your glory. Your glory means more than power. I don't really need to be famous, God. All I need is your glory.
That's all we need, your glory.
Yeah.
It means more to me than diamonds.
It means more to me than status. Your glory means more to me than fame.
We need your glory.
Say that with me, choir. We want your glory. When you want the glory of God, here is what you pray to the Lord.
My life,
my plan, they're all in your hands. God, I move out of the way. I just tell you, do what you want in me. Because at the end of the day, all I need is your glory. Hallelujah. Yeah. Let your glory bring rain in this place.
Let your kingdom come. Let your will be done.
I don't want to see anything before I see your face.
Show us your face. Rain in this place.
We tell you like the Lord's Prayer, let your kingdom come.
Let your will be done.
Yeah, God, we reach out to you and tell you tonight. Let your kingdom come.
Let your kingdom come.
Not my will, but your will be done.
Let your will be done.
Yeah, say it good tonight. Show us your face. Just rain your glory in this place. Let your kingdom come. God, please let your will be done. Yeah, we're better than Moses. He couldn't see it, but tonight we can.
Let your will be done.
Show us your face, God. Reign in this place. Let your kingdom come. Let your will be done. Right about now, you ought to be saying that with us. Show us your face. God, reign. Yeah. Let your kingdom come. Let your will be done. Come on, let's sing it to the Lord. Show us. Reign in this place. Let your kingdom come. Let your will be done. Come on, I like that tonight. Show us your face. God, just reign your glory in this place. Now tell him, let your kingdom, let your will be done. That's all we want tonight. Yeah, let your will be done. Come on, tell the Lord tonight, let your kingdom come. Let your will be done. Yes, I think Jesus said it the best when he said, for thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. So let your will be done. Let your kingdom come. Let your will be done. Let your kingdom come. Let your will be done. Kingdom, let your will be done. Come on and worship the Lord with us. Let your kingdom come. Hey, let your will be done. We want your kingdom to come. We want your will. Yeah, my life, my plans, God, they're in your hands. That's what you say when you want his glory. My life, yeah. My plans, they're all in your hands. Just say that with us tonight. I lay everything I have, everything I am, everything I want to be. My life, yeah. I put everything I have in your hands. I give you my family. God, everything I want to be. I give you my ministry. Everything I hope to be. Hallelujah. Thine the glory. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Thine the glory. Revive us. Again. Help me say, hallelujah. Thine the glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thine the glory. Revive us. Thank you, Jesus. Come on, let's all school. Say, hallelujah.
And things. That's all we need. Your glory. Hallelujah.
Sounds of Praise Community Bulletin Board. Sounds of Praise Community Bulletin Board. Michael Darden Ministries presents the 11th annual See His Glory Worship and Arts Conference, Saturday, April 29th, 2017, from 9 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. at the Congregation Lion of Judah, 62 Northampton Street in Boston, Massachusetts. This will be a day of equipping worship teams, worship pastors, liturgical dancers, pastors, and tech teams for effective ministry that honors God. Over 20 workshops will be offered. Come and experience this life-changing conference. Register by Monday, March the 6th for the early bird discount. For details and registration, go to michaeldotton.com or you can call 617-876-9703. Also on the internet, www.michaeldotton.com. That's the 11th annual See His Glory Worship and Arts Conference on Saturday, April 29th, 2017. 9 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. at the Congregation Lion of Judah, 62 Northampton Street in Boston, Massachusetts. Register by Monday, March the 6th for the early bird discount. And for details and more information, go to michaeldotton.com. By the grace and mercy of God, the ministry of the Christian Challenge Evangelistic Association of Medford, Massachusetts, which is the parent organization of Sounds of Praise, will be expanding with additional ministries in 2017. One of the new ministries will be the publication of my first book entitled The Spirit of Joyful Anticipation. Included in that book will be information about the Living Word Correspondence Institute. Also in 2017, for those of you in the greater Boston area, we are planning to launch the Living Word Institute Extension Course Series. When these three new ministries become operational, we believe that our God has some other exciting ministries to follow in 2017 as well. So stay tuned to Sounds of Praise for additional information regarding the plans that God has for us, that we might glorify His Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, and allow His great gospel to bring the gift of salvation and all of His inherent blessings into multitudes of lives in the days ahead. We solicit your prayers in our behalf. I just want to let you know that if you have an event that you would like our audience at Sounds of Praise to know about, you should send it to me at Sounds of Praise, P.O. Box 560-151, Medford, Mass. 02156. That's Sounds of Praise, P.O. Box 560-151, Medford, Mass. 02156. On your stationery or letterhead, at least 3 or 4 weeks in advance of the event. Give us a time to be able to plan to get it on the air for you. Okay, 7:49 here on Sounds of Praise. We can get some more music in, at least one or two. I think the next one is kind of long. But anyway, we have a testimony by Kirk Whalum. And then we're going to hear Ken Whalum III and Hugh Whalum with a song entitled Fit to Battle here on Sounds of Praise.
By the time you're watching this DVD, I feel very comfortable in saying that my father and his grandfather will probably be with the Lord. And he's not there now, but he's making his way that way, and his body is checking out. But I have to say to you, the Reverend Kenneth T. Whalum is absolutely going to leave his legacy. We're going to do a song that Kyle and I wrote for him called Rev. My father, you know, we didn't call him Reverend, we called him Rev. Many times we call him Reverend Daddy. But the awesome thing is that I've been able to watch him and to be with him during this period of suffering for him. And it's been wonderful for my brothers and I to spend time with him and our wives and just to really get up under that concept that the Bible tries hard to tell us, and that's that life is a blessing, but guess what? It's also a dead-end street. God is so gracious to us, and the Bible says that through the Lord's mercies we are not consumed. Because his compassions fail not, and they're new every morning. What that is, if I could translate that, is that because of what Naima Lett told you all about the, you know, the what Adam and Eve did, what they left us. Unfortunately, this life under the sun, as Solomon always talks about in Ecclesiastes, life under the sun, it's really jacked up. It's just that God's grace and his mercies are new every morning. So we don't get to see that. We don't get to see the soft underbelly of this thing every day. And so when we say, God, how could you let this happen to me? And I say, God, how could you let me live this life so beautifully for all this time? How could you bless me like you bless me day in and day out, day in and day out? How could you do that? Go on and praise him. He's worthy. We got time. Yes, he is. He's worthy, isn't he? How's that, is he worthy? So my dad, even though, because he's a stroke survivor, and I'm glad Hazel LaVar is here from Stroke of Hope to talk about the fact that, you know what? You know, when you survive a stroke and all of a sudden you can't talk and you can't swallow, then you begin to remember that this is not it. God is going, that's okay, I'm just going to let the body just fade on away so that I can get you up here with me. I'm excited about it. I'm excited about him getting his reward. I don't want to lose him. But I'm jealous. So that was my sermon. You can't preach tonight, so we're going to play a song. Somebody said he didn't have to do it, but he did it. Yeah. We're going to play a song that Kyle and I wrote for my dad and for his granddad. It's called Rev. And by the way, the harmonic and rhythmic complexities of this song are not coincidental. My dad is a very complex guy. But that's okay. We love him so much.
We decided we're not going to play Rev, but we're going to play Fit to Battle here on Sounds of Praise. Okay, 7:58 here on Sounds of Praise. Time for me to pack the bag and move out till next Sunday. Next Sunday, we're going to bring you the final program for the Top Hits of the Year 2016. And then the following Sunday, we'll be back, Lord willing, with some of the new music and top hits that have been coming into the station and into my office. So until then, your host, Donnelly Brown, saying God bless, have a fantastic day and week in the Lord. We'll see you up bright and early next Sunday morning at 5 a.m. We do it all over again. And if by chance I can't see you here, I'm going to be looking for you over there. God bless.